We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, August 4th goes to a young 18-year-old woman named Janya Williams. I don't know. Miss Williams. Janya, I am sending you positive energy, love, and light. And before I even get started and get to talking about why you're getting this hee-haw, I want you to know you will not be defined in life by this moment. Okay, you are not the worst thing you've ever done in your life. In fact, I don't even know if this is the worst thing you've ever done. Because the reality is, I find niggas nigging like this hilarious. Okay? And I'm reading this story, SMH-ing and LOL-ing, all at the same time. Because the more things change, the more they stay the same. What are you talking about, Uncle Charlotte? What are you talking about, Brother Leonard? Well, I'm talking about excuses. I'm talking about reasons. Okay, not just any old excuses and reasons, but the kinds of excuses and reasons people use to get out of things. All right, those things can be school. Those things can be work. Those things can be activities with friends, appearances, whatever it is. For some reason, we as humans don't just tell the truth about why we can't do things and be at places until we get older. Okay, when you get older and start understanding boundaries and start understanding that you have to disconnect some time for your mental and emotional health, you have no problem just letting people know that. I'm not going to be that. Okay, why? Just don't have the energy. I'm at capacity. But man, when we was young, the excuses we would come up with to not be somewhere, especially at work or school. I was never good at it. Actually, I was so bad at it that to avoid telling a tall tale, I would just not show up. Like, literally, don't even show up.
Just not go.
No reasoning, no explanation, no nothing. All right, got me fired. But I would rather do that than lie because I'm too afraid of the lie because I was always taught you turn out to be what you pretend to be. So I'm not going to pretend to be sick. I'm not going to pretend, you know, someone in my family is sick. I'm not going to pretend something is wrong if it's not because I don't want any of those things to happen in real life. That's why I'm laughing at young Janya, because she don't give a damn, all right? But she's 18. We didn't give a damn at 18 either. So let's give her grace. But she was doing security at Lollapalooza. That don't sound weird to anybody. I don't want an 18-year-old nothing doing security. I don't care what their gender is or what they identify as. I don't want no 18-year-old doing security nowhere, especially at a festival as big as Lollapalooza. Okay, all those people. So that's the first thing. But clearly, she didn't want to do security either, because she wanted to leave work early. And when one wants to leave work early, one has to have a valid excuse. Would you like to hear the reasoning Janya Williams came up with? Let's go to ABC 7 for the report, please.
An 18-year-old security guard is now facing charges after allegedly faking a mass shooting alert at Lollapalooza. Prosecutors say that she admitted doing it so that she could leave work early. As first reported by CWB Chicago, the guard is accused of sending a text message about the bogus threat to a coworker and creating a Facebook post with the threat. The coworker alerted supervisors, which set off a chain reaction with Chicago police and the FBI. The threat later found to be fake. The guard is now charged with making a false terrorism threat.
Oh, look, if you're going to be stupid, stupid. Okay, I am impressed by the attempt. I mean, that's a big lie to try to get off, okay? Now, look, it's 2022. I understand some things people not arguing about, all right? You can say, you know, you might think you have COVID, all right? In fact, you can say you took a test and it's negative, but you're not feeling well, so you don't want to take any chances. Or you can say you took a test and it's positive, but you have no symptoms, so it could be a false positive, but you just want to be safe and stay home, all right? Hey, nowadays, you could say you got a bump or two and you're not sure if that monkeypox is on your back. All right, there's a lot of different excuses that you can use, but lying about a mass shooting, oh, it's too big of a lie, Janya. All right, because the thing about excuses, you know, that keep you from doing things that you don't want to do is they should only impact you. That's it. The only person who should have to deal with the consequences of your excuses is you. So you can't send a message to a person's cell phone saying mass shooting at 4 p.m. location, Lollapalooza. We have 150 targets. Nobody gonna play with that, which is why the person you sent that message to immediately called to report the threat to her supervisors. And of course, they contacted the Chicago police and the FBI Joint Counterterrorism Task Force. Then young Janna returned to her post on the security team. And when she got back, she told someone that her sister had informed her of a threat of a mass shooting at Lollapalooza on Facebook. So now when you put something like that out there, people want to see. So Janna allegedly created a fake Facebook page under the name Ben Scott, and she allegedly wrote a post that read massive shooting at Lollapalooza Grant Park 6 p.m. She took a screenshot of the post and sent it to the witness from her personal cell phone. See, that's all too much. That's all too much. Once you got to do all that, that's God giving you the opportunity to think about the dumbness that you're doing, and he or she is giving you an opportunity to reverse course. But nope. Investigators traced the Apple iCloud and IP ID of the TextNow number back to Janna, who was then brought to the CPD Command Center for questioning, where she allegedly admitted to sending the messages, and she said she did it because she simply wanted to leave work early. I want all you youngins and you adults to know that if you don't want to tell the truth, which I feel is always the best option, sometimes you just have to tell your boss, I'm afraid I have to leave work early, for whatever excuse you'll believe. That's all it boils down
COVID's
to.
COVID's a good one.
It is. It is. You know? But I don't want to play like that because I don't really want COVID. Sure. You know what I mean? I already had it. Don't want it again. All right? But whatever excuse your boss will believe is the one you run with. But listen, bosses, stop making us lie to you. All right? If we are going to go to the extreme to make up these kinds of lies, and you know it really must be something going on that I'm not ready to discuss with you, or it's none of your business. Just let me leave your business so I can handle mine. All right? I don't really believe any of that. All right? I believe tell the truth, shame the devil. If you don't want to tell your boss the details, just say you have personal reasons and you need to leave now. That's the moral of the story. Whatever excuse you use has to be on you and cannot impact anyone else. If you do it any other way, you might end up charged with one felony count of making a false terrorism threat. Please give young Janya Williams the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day.
And I just want young Janya to know, like I said before, you will not be defined by this moment. You are not the worst thing you've ever done in your life. But Jesus Christ, did you have to start that mass shooting? You couldn't say your stomach hurt? Like, ain't that the basic one? You know, say your stomach hurt.
I'm assuming she's African-American.
Why are you assuming that?
I'm just asking.
I don't like how you assuming that. Tell me why you assuming that, King.
Huh?
Dominican Poppy, you tell me why you assuming that.
Because if I had to play a game.
I ain't playing this game.
See, I would go with black. But now I would say this, though.
I don't know what color she is, honestly. I didn't even look. Don't wink at me, Eddie.
What is he? Eddie, what is he? Yeah, right. He says she's black.
I don't care.
Daddy says she's black. But you know when a lot of these festivals and companies do this type of show, there's like a website, and they type in a website, need security guards, and people just come.
There's no reason for an 18-year-old anything to be doing security anywhere. 18 years old, especially at Lollapalooza.
Was she black?
I don't know. I can't. POP. POP. I'm legally blind.
I'm legally blind.
I don't see nothing.
All right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Okay.
Up next, we have the R&B group Division, straight out of Toronto. I don't know. Yes, they're black, man. They're signed to Drake's OVO label. We're going to talk to them when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen, and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.